Nicole McLean is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. She is a Lynn City Councilor at Large and also the North Shore Juneteenth founder and president. And Nicole, welcome. Thanks so much for taking some time to join us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Nicole, we have a few things to discuss, some upcoming events I'd like to have you share some information on. But to begin with, let's put a wrap on Juneteenth. And this event or this this event or date has certainly grown in awareness since you started several years ago, actually, right?
Yes, it has been several years now, probably precisely 7 years. And it's great to see that now it's a federal holiday. That happened in 2021 with the signing of it of the holiday into law by the President Joseph Biden. So that was a win for the Black community and also the National Juneteenth Observance Foundation that worked hard to make this holiday a federal holiday. And seeing all of the recognition of the holiday all around Massachusetts has been amazing. It's really picked up, and I'm happy to see it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It has grown, and I'll share with our listeners here, if they're listening to this, that you spoke at a number of different Juneteenth events, but the one in particular that I was able to pull out for us was the one in Beverly, and your speech. We do have that speech, pretty on point, on target address that you gave in Beverly. And if people search our website, they'll be able to find that from just a couple of weeks ago. So it's there, and I certainly encourage people to listen to it. If I were to ask you what do you think the message of Juneteenth is, and maybe just share that as kind of a summary, because people fly around, we have these holidays, but it's certainly, I'd love to hear what you have to say and what we should know about the Juneteenth holiday.
So Juneteenth is important to celebrate and important to know about, because it is the, at this point, only acknowledgement of the enslavement of Black Americans and their freedom. There is no other holiday that acknowledges that pain and those hurts that Black Americans have experienced, and to present day, allowing us to look back on that time that we've overcome so many obstacles. We continue to overcome obstacles, and that our freedom is something that is worth celebrating. You know, it astonishes me that there isn't any other day than this one. And now it's a federal holiday. It just is a huge, it's a huge affirmation that yes, these wrong things happened. Yes, we are acknowledging them as a country, and you know, the power and beauty of Black Americans is now celebrated, and it should be celebrated all over the United States. I know it's not yet, but by it becoming a federal holiday, I'm pretty sure soon all of the states and all of the Americans will soon know more about this holiday. So, you know, celebrating this is just like celebrating, you know, any other Independence Day, like Haitian Independence, or you know, the 4th of July for you know, white Americans. It's that type of culmination of events and that type of jubilation that this holiday should be approached with. So, I mean, the importance is in the acknowledgement of the pain and hurt, but also the many accomplishments and many contributions that Black Americans have provided our society.
Well, that kind of ties into the Frederick Douglass event that is going to be held in Lynn on July 3rd at 11:30 at 11 in the morning. 11 in the morning. Let's talk about that. But actually, it was a number of years ago. I think that probably when our paths first crossed was when the Frederick Douglass kind of began or was resurrected a bit, if you will, in Lynn, and you were a part of that, and we did a number of interviews on that, and Tom, I'm just blanking out here now, oh my gosh, wrote the book from Linfield, and I can't believe I'm blanking out on his last name, but I should have been prepared here, but and you know, it's funny, what's that?
Dalton.
Oh, yeah, Tom Dalton. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Tom, a longtime writer for the Daily Item of Lynn and also the Salem News. Outstanding writer, Tom Dalton. But thanks, Nicole, for jogging my aging memory on that one.
Okay.
but, you know, it was a great exercise of education, I think, number of events at the Lynn Museum. And it's interesting, too, Nicole, I have some relatives out in Rochester, New York, and they are very big on Frederick Douglass as well out in that area where he spent some time in his life in Rochester, New York. But tell us about the Frederick Douglass event on July 3rd at 11.
So the North Shore Juneteenth Association was happy to take this event underneath our lens, because Wendy Joseph is the person who has been doing this event and commemorating the Frederick Douglass speech for the past, I believe it's been 10 years for her. So now she's a part of the North Shore Juneteenth Association. She works with us as a clerk for the organization, and she approached me and said, would you like to also take on the Frederick Douglass reading as one of the events that North Shore Juneteenth Association provides to our community? So when she asked me about that, I thought that it was on par with our mission to, you know, raise awareness about the Juneteenth holiday, but also to spread positive images of Black American culture. Frederick Douglass spent some time in Lynn, and he's definitely a positive force in our country as a whole. So I was on board to take on this extra event yearly. And we had our first one as North Shore Juneteenth Association. We organized our first one last year. It went well, but we did notice that the timing of the event was hard, because also 4th of July is happening. The fireworks are happening on July 3rd as well. So we moved up our time to 11 a.m. in hopes that we would have more of a showing at this event. So I really hope that that the time change will bring more people out to recite these words and to, you know, take part in the event as a whole. We're going to have food there. We're going to have performances of music and dance. We'll have some family fun activities for the children and families to do as well. And then we'll recite the speech to what is the 4th of July, to what is the slave is the 4th of July by Frederick Douglass. So people in the crowd can come up and say a few lines from the speech, and as a community, and then that will be the culmination of the event. So I hope people will come out and enjoy that with us.
And again, that Nicole.
Oh no, I was just saying I hope people will come out and enjoy that event with us on July 3rd at 11 a.m. and learn something new or take part in just a powerful speech.
That, again, at the Union Street, Exchange Street, Frederick Douglass Square location right in downtown Lynn, correct?
That is right, yep. And it's Frederick Douglass Park right at the corner of Union and Exchange.
Perfect. All right. The other thing I wanted to ask, and by the way, fireworks could be a literal distraction for sure from any event you might want to be holding at that time, for sure. And they are July 3rd in Lynn and Swampscott there.
Right.
Tell me about the Diversity Matters Festival, which is still another month or so away, August 12th. Tell me more about that event.
So this event, the Diversity Matters Festival, was something that I thought would be great to showcase the benefit of living in a diverse community. We have different foods of different cultures. We have different traditions of different cultures that we all are able to enjoy because of the diversity of our community. So the Diversity Matters Festival is about showcasing that, embracing that, and seeing diversity as an asset for everyone, because being exposed to different cultures and different ways of living are so important, you know, so that you can understand and know more that your life is not the only life that there is. Your way of doing things is not the only way to do them. So it's just a way to expand the people's minds and to show them that learning something new and maybe even adopting a new way of dancing or cooking or you know, a different tradition that is from another culture is perfectly, you know, is perfectly okay, in that you should want to learn more about the things that are happening around you as a community. So we'll have Spanish food, we'll have Cambodian cuisine, we'll have traditional American food, we'll have, you know, even some beverages that are from different cultures as well. We'll have dance performances, we'll have singing, you know, various vendors will be there. We also plan on having a circus that will be doing some acrobatics on the Red Rock Park. So it'll be a fair, if you will, of, you know, diversity and a celebration of diversity. That's what the Diversity Matters Festival is all about. And I'm hoping that year after year we'll gain more and more cultures to come and showcase their culture for the residents of the North Shore. Right now we have some Irish dance happening. We have some salsa music playing. We have some traditional, I believe, Dominican dance happening as well. We have hip-hop, R&B music. So we have various cultures being being recognized on the stage, and also various cultures being recognized through food and through the supporting small businesses in our community that are led by various cultures as well. So that's what it's all about. It's about just sharing our cultures with each other in a safe space.
Sounds great. And again, that's August 12th, coming up, the Diversity Festival at Red Rock Park in Lynn, right on the coast there.
Beautiful area.
Absolutely. Nicole, your life changed a little bit in the last year or so as you became a member of the Lynn City Council, Councilor at Large, Nicole McLean now, we can call you, and taking over a seat from the late Councilor at Large, Buzzy Barton. But and as it worked out, and tell me if I have this wrong, but as the next vote getter in the Councilor at Large from the last election, you would have been, you were elevated to that seat when it went vacant with Buzzy Barton's passing. So, and I know you've been to council meetings. So, what is it? What can you share with us about joining the Lynn City Council?
It has been a learning experience. You know, during 2021, I was campaigning for this seat, and I had an idea of what I wanted to see, what I wanted to add to the council as a person of color, as a woman of color. And I just wanted to add that voice because I felt like it was missing on the council. This cycle, with the passing of Buzzy Barton and the sad passing, I mean, I'm really in awe of all of the lives that he has touched and all of the just the impact that he had in our city. Was on display with the way he was honored in his passing, and it was just amazing to be at his wake and to see the outpouring of love and respect that he received. So it just made me more aware of the responsibility that this seat holds. So I'm very much feeling that responsibility as the newest councilor at large, and being in that room and making sure that I am representing my city to the fullest is very important to me. So I try. I'm doing my homework. I've gone to take classes with the Massachusetts Municipal Association. So I'm just, you know, it's a transition for me. I'm learning and I'm here for it. I'm ready to take on that challenge, definitely.
You know, one of the things, when you got elevated to that position, I was struck, and I remember, see, I go back, I'm a little older than you, Nicole, and I remember following news stories many years ago with Buzzy's mom, Virginia Barton, who was a, you know, kind of a landmark civil rights activist here on the North Shore. So I see this kind of interesting parallel or sequence of events happening with his mother, with his council seat, and now with yourself, doing, I think, very similar work, albeit different in our time now, but there's some kind of symmetry to all of that. It's kind of neat, I think.
I think it's amazing. I mean, I learning about Virginia Barton and all that she's done in our community as far as activism, she was an amazing woman. So I'm in awe of her. I definitely look up to her and see her as someone that I would like to emulate and follow in the footsteps of, because she was well-respected. She got things done, and I want to be that. That's my goal, if you will, to you know, remain respected, but also to do my job to the best of my ability and to create the changes that need to be made in the city of Lynn. So I definitely feel like following in the footsteps of the Barton family is what I see myself doing to the best of my ability.
Absolutely. Well, Nicole, I'll stop there with my questions, but anything else that you want to mention either about the city council or about your role as the North Shore Juneteenth founder and president, or any of the other events happening in the weeks ahead here?
Well, I would like to definitely reach out to people if they would like to volunteer for the campaign, or if they would like to donate to the campaign. My website is nicoleforlynn.com.
Nicole, let me just stop you for a second, only in the sense that, just for our listeners, because you're right away right up for re-election, if you will, or election, right? All the counselors. I just wanted to make that clear to everybody. So you're right back into campaign mode, even as you try to get situated as a sitting counselor. But so let me have you restart. I apologize. Go ahead, Nicole. I'm sorry.
Okay. No problem. Yes, definitely, Bill. I am right back into campaigning. So, and it's been a wild ride trying to be a counselor and to campaign at the same time. So I'm experiencing what all these counselors have experienced in the past with doing both, which is a juggling act. So I'm reaching out. If you want to help in any way with this campaign, you can reach out at nicoleforlynn.com. And definitely, if you're a Lynn resident, make sure you come out and vote on September 5th and November 7th. September 5th for the primary and November 7th for actual election. So please come out and make sure you vote.
Perfect. All right. Well, Nicole, thank you so much for your time, and I'm sure we'll be back in touch soon on a number of different things. But again, thanks for your time and for all that you're doing.
Yeah, thank you so much, Bill. Thank you for reaching out to me
and
for interviewing me today.
Yeah. Nicole McLean with us again, North Shore Juneteenth founder, president, and also city councilor at large, City of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO NewSports.com.